USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues Wednesday. Protesters demanding conviction are attempting to sway the jury with loudspeakers and boisterous comments. Many law experts say the prosecutors failed to deliver a case the jury can convict on. Journalist David Webb on Fox News says he's seen this mob mentality before.
I saw this in Ferguson. I was there the night the verdict came down outside the police station and the firehouse. And throughout the trial, they did the same thing in St. Louis. They tried to turn the jury. Good jurors won't go for this. Good jurors have the law.
The House will vote Wednesday on a resolution that both censures Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and strips him of two committee assignments. Gosar is facing censure for his posting of a cartoon video on his Twitter and Instagram accounts showing the death of Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and attacking President Biden. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Although the border is wide open to anyone wanting to enter the United States, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says the fault lies on a broken border system.
Our immigration system is broken.
That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Mayorkas testifying that the Biden administration is doing what they can to handle the border crisis. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, disagrees.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The Texas senator also asking if President Biden has been to the border, to which Mayorkas said no. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Be sure to visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Border Patrol agents on horseback trying to protect our border from the mass influx of illegal immigrants entering from Mexico were slandered by the Biden administration and mainstream media as whipping children. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee questioned Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday on Capitol Hill.
What about the issue with your Border Patrol agents recently being accused by some folks in the media of whipping illegal immigrants, when in fact they were not?
The independent investigation will determine the facts, and those facts will drive the outcome.
It should be noted the Inspector General will not investigate the incident. Former Acting ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News Mayorkas is lying to Congress.
I watched the hearing, and I saw the Secretary of Homeland Security under oath lied to the members of the Senate at least six or seven times, and I counted and I wrote them down. And the question about the Horse Patrol, how dare he say independent investigation? When that video came out, he said he saw a problem at the first. Then afterwards, he followed the mantra of the media saying he was appalled by the video. He did one interview, he says he can't believe Border Patrol weaponized horses against children. But then he says it's an independent investigation. You got the President, Vice President, the Secretary of Homeland Security made their judgments already, and they said it on national media. And they expect an independent investigation by the very same people that work for the Secretary? You know, it was a ridiculous concept, but he lied.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.